Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice. Here at Rosie on the House, scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
As we were getting that break, Rosie was talking about the deals that people have put together. Kind of help you with your shopping around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We were also talking fire. A lot of fire in the outdoor living space and around the family gatherings. At rosieonthehouse.com/holiday, you will find a category for firewood. Click on that and it brings you down to Paul Bunyan's Firewood. They have a very easily to access location off of I-10 and about Guadalupe at the
just west of Kyrene.
And for Chimeneas,
it's such a big lot, you just have to get close and you'll see it.
Look for the
freeway.
Look for the
stacks
of wood.
Lot.
And just back your truck in, back your car in. If all you need is a couple little pieces and all you have is a car and no trunk space, put a little cloth down. Put some wood in there. They'll load you up. You can go. Or if there's a chef in your life, if you got a pizza oven or somebody that likes to smoke,
smokers.
They've got hickory. They've got pecan. They have. They actually supply the wood to a number of different restaurants that do the wood burning pizza ovens throughout the entire state, and they do deliver. Jonathan was talking about, you know, y'all drop the tree off. Well, if you need a load of firewood and you just don't have the time to get there, give them a call. Tell them what you want. They'll load it up and drop it off.
Absolutely.
Paul Bunyan's Firewood. One of many different things you could find at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com/holiday.
And so many different species that he has. I mean, it's virtually any kind of wood that you could ever possibly dream up, imagine, or want. So you want to flavor up something?
Would that be nice for your smoker?
It is. Go ahead.
I don't know what you would use juniper for, but I've a little bug in my ear tells me he's cut down a bunch of juniper to clear cut for game and fish some overgrown elk or antelope pasturing areas.
Yeah.
And they're cutting these down to keep the coyotes from stalking up on them. So I don't know what you'd... I don't think you'd cook with juniper. That might not taste too good, but...
Right. It's a good firewood.
If you wanted to burn some juniper, that's a hard wood.
And I'll tell you, the other thing Jennifer's thinking about improving in our backyard is you kind of stumbled across this pizza oven on a grill thing.
Well, it's called a pizza kettle.
Yeah.
And it's a new invention. And, you know, pizza ovens are kind of one of the new trends.
People
are spending a ton of money on that. And if you don't want to spend that kind of money, it's an insert you put in your Weber grill. So you take off the lid, right, and you put this little insert in. It's probably 2 feet high. Put the lid back on, and it's got a little place to slide your pizza in. So pretty, pretty innovative. Very, very cool. So we'll have that on the Christmas resource guide posted this week.
We may have to give that a try, and then we'd have to call Paul Bunyan and get a little delivery of wood, and we all set.
That would be a hoot for the teenagers. I think
it would
be a blast.
It really would. Fantastic.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation. We're going to start this caller with Lucy in Oral Valley. Wants to talk bougainvilleas. Good morning, Lucy. Welcome to the program.
I have some gorgeous bougainvillea, and I'd like to start some new starts from it. How can you?
If you're going to do it springtime and, you know, see how they come, the new shoots that come back after, they'll probably freeze a little bit. Those shoots will be good for making cuttings, and the environment needs to be very humid. So I think the cheapest way to do it is those little trays you buy at a nursery that have the hood on them that makes a little greenhouse environment, and they come with their little pots that go inside of them, and try in the cuttings inside of there. And you'd also want to dip the ends of the cuttings in some rooting hormone that's also available at most nurseries.
And that's not something you need to graft. You can just cut off a stem and stick it in the...
You try to leave one node, like one place where there's a leaf, you cut that leaf off and that goes underground, and then at least one with the leaf on it above ground, little short pieces, dip them in that rooting hormone, and then put them in the little pots that come in that greenhouse tray, whatever.
My grandfather used to use mayonnaise jars. He would just set that over the top of them, a little bit of mulch, and like you say, trim it properly, and that little green leaf would come out, you get a shoot, and next thing you know, you had another plant.
Mayonnaise jar upside down.
Exactly,
not
yes. No, yes.
that was the
right,
humidity.
Right. You'd see the water condensing inside. Yeah, really neat, inexpensive way of recycling.
Now, you were talking freezing. Yeah. Oral Valley is higher than Tucson, so you're... you're almost guaranteed bougainvilleas, those are going to get frozen
they
down
look,
to the nub.
The most beautiful they ever look is right before they freeze. So it's like they're going to keep looking good until the first freeze. And if you can help with a frost blanket, but even then a little bit of the tips might burn. They usually, as long as the plant's been a year or two in the ground, they almost always come back from underground, even if it's from the root. And then I would do those cuttings in the spring when that really vigorous growth comes back. At March is spring, if you...
Excellent. 1-888-767-4348 as we go to Joyce and Peoria. Yes.
I have a jacaranda tree, and it's between 4 and 5 years old, and it won't bloom. And can you tell me what I can do to make it bloom?
We're all looking at each other. I have had 5 gallon little baby jacarandas put out a flower. And I've also known people that have had them in the ground for 10 years and never seen a flower. And I honestly don't know and have never talked to anybody about or never heard from anybody what actually makes them bloom.
A little bit of phosphorus?
Maybe fruit tree food instead of vigorous growing, you know, tree and shrub food.
Is that what your grandpa uses, the ketchup bottles for, Bill?
No.
No? He doesn't have any special condiment blooming trick for jacarandas?
No. I mean, if I was going to guess, I would try using some fruit tree food. But it is that's a tricky one.
1-888-767-4348. We're joined in studio in the Landscape and Garden Hour with design expert and installer Bill Jenkins and horticulturist and arborist Jonathan Manning. We'll be back right after this.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.